Very interesting that the Sadducees, the ones who didn't even believe in the resurrection at all, were the ones who posed this question to our Lord. And our Lord realized that they were just asking the question, trying to trip him up. There was no point in someone or a group like the Sadducees to be asking our Lord about the resurrection or what's going to happen in heaven. Because they didn't even believe in heaven themselves, in a way, because they didn't believe in the resurrection from the dead. And our Lord corrects them, and he basically, you know, moves around the point that they're trying to make right to the heart of the matter, and he basically tells them, you don't believe in the resurrection, so here's the answer. And he tells them that God is the God of the living and not the dead. Because the fact is that our Lord said, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But in a way, they had all died previously when he was talking with Moses. But if he was talking about as if he presently was the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, then they must have still been alive. So what he's saying is that all are alive in him. Those who die in his friendship go to heaven, and in the end, they will rise with him. They will rise because they are called sons of God, and they are united to him, or they participate in his very life through grace. So he's basically telling them, you know, in the passage about the burning bush, that that the dead rise again because, as I said, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are still alive. And this was the heart of the matter. The Sadducees did not believe in the resurrection. They were trying to discount our Lord's words. They were trying to trip him up so that followers would go away from our Lord and start following them. But our Lord gets to the heart of the matter, just as the sons in the book of Maccabees, the sons or the seven brothers with their mother who are arrested and tortured, they went to the heart of the matter. When they were being tortured, they realized that they were being tortured for the resurrection of the dead. In other words, they were being tortured for everything that they placed their hope in. And all of us live our Catholic faith. We live our Catholic faith based on the hope in the resurrection. St. Paul talks about this. If our Lord did not rise again, then our faith is in vain. Because our Lord rose again, we too will rise. If our Lord did not rise, then our St. Paul said the preaching is fruitless, because that is why he placed all his hope, or that is, it is in the resurrection from the dead, it is in the resurrection of our Lord that he placed all of his hope. Because if our Lord rose again, then that means that we will rise again, because we are followers of him, and we live by his grace. And the very power that our Lord had by which he arose from the dead is the very power that he imparts to us through his grace, because it is through his grace that we participate in his very life. And it is by this life principle, you know, other than our soul. Our soul is the life of the body, but the grace of God is actually the life of our soul. So those who die without that life of grace, those who die without that life of God, will die, as St. Francis said, the second death, meaning that they will go to hell. But those who die in the friendship of God, as our Lord said, or as St. Paul said, that we are all children of God, then we will go to heaven because that grace that's in our soul is the means by which we participate in the life of God, because that grace is the life of God. And this is what we place our hope in, that one day we'll be in heaven with all the saints, with all the angels, with the Blessed Virgin Mary, seeing God face to face. But we also believe that we will not just lose our bodies, but our bodies will be united to our souls once again. Because unless our bodies are united to our souls, we are not complete persons. You know, as human beings, we are meant to be soul and body united. And it was never intended by God when He created man that the soul would be separated from the body. So that is one of the gifts that our Lord is going to give us on the last day, is that the soul will be united again with the body, and the body will share in the glories that are to be revealed in heaven. So what does the resurrection mean for us on a practical level in our day-to-day lives? Well, the resurrection is something that we place our hope in. First of all, the resurrection of our Lord, because the resurrection is one of the primary bases of our faith. You know, that is one of the primary criteria for our faith. That is one of the main miracles that our Lord worked in order to prove His divinity. Our Lord told everyone that there would be a sign, and that He would give them the sign of Jonah, that as Jonah was in the belly of a whale for 3 days and three nights, that our Lord would be in the belly of the earth, and then on the third day rise again. And this was one of the greatest miracles that our Lord worked in order to prove His divinity, and also prove to all those who would come after Him, generations upon generations, who, hearing the gospel, would believe in the resurrection and would see, have proof to place all their trust in our Lord and faith in His words, and to carry out in their lives what those words of our Lord meant, and that is to live holy lives, become perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect. So it may not seem that way, because most of us believe in all the teachings of the church from the time we were little kids, because our parents, they imparted the faith to us. But if we dig deeper into our faith, we'll realize that miracles and prophecy are the greatest criteria for putting our faith in our Lord. And I've said it many times that our Lord was not just a man, He was also God. But He appeared to be only a man to those He came in contact with. And the only thing at the start that set Him apart from anyone else was the fact that He was able to work a miracle. He worked the miracle at the wedding of Cana, and that's what started His public ministry. And all those miracles are, in a way, a reflection of the resurrection from the dead. Our Lord's resurrection, first of all, and then our resurrection in the end, and the glories of heaven. All those miracles show that it is God working through someone, and within our Lord's case, not just working through Him, but that He is God, because later on He also accepts the worship that's due to God alone. So there are many reasons why we can believe in our Lord, you know, that He had eloquent words, that as the guards that went to capture Him said, no one spoke like this man before. But the main things, and also our Lord's perfection, His very life, not even His enemies could bring up anything against Him. So there are other reasons, but the main reasons at the beginning, you know, were the fact that He required this great faith of people, and He worked miracles in order to give them sort of a springboard to make that act of faith. And that is what they did. Many people didn't, like the Sadducees. They basically just tried to trip him up. But in the end, those who accept those miracles, who accept the words of our Lord, will one day and who are constant in their faith, the faith that our Lord required of them, will be given the strength that the seven brothers with their mother were given. You know, in this reading, we hear that even the children basically had the courage of some of the greatest martyrs, and they did become some of the greatest martyrs. And it's because they placed their hope in the resurrection of the dead. They knew that one day they would receive their bodies, and that it wasn't worth, you know, all the gold in the world. It wasn't worth all the power in the world. It wasn't worth, you know, everything in the world to lose their souls. And they told this to the man who was torturing them. And this is the faith that they died by. It is my choice to die at the hands of men with the God-given hope of being restored to life by him. But for you, there will be no resurrection to life. And these people who, in ages past, and even now, who persecute the Catholic Church, the Catholic faith, are basically those who do not place any hope in the resurrection. They do not have any hope, so they're living for this life. They live for this life, and they persecute those who live for the next life, just as we read in the book of Maccabees. But we have to keep our faith as strong as they did. We have to look to the resurrection. We have to look to where we place our hope and all the truths of the Catholic faith, and in the reward that will be ours. When we die, we go to heaven, and on the last day, we receive our bodies glorified back again. And we will understand how it was that our Lord imparted the strength to us to live our faith day to day. And it is primarily through the hope in the resurrection, because the resurrection represents for us everything that our Lord promised would come to us, especially union with him after we have lived a life faithful to him, and truly a life that's worthy of being called a son of God.